This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi today, live all across the USA and around the world. And our first guest of the second hour is Melissa Rivers. Of course, she is known as the daughter of Joan Rivers, but she has a career in her own right that she started from scratch and very successful in front of the camera and behind the camera as a producer, as a director, and she also has a very successful podcast. She's pretty cool. Melissa Rivers will be here. From Fox News, Maria Bartiromo. I like saying that, Bartiromo. She has a new book out, and it's a book that I think you'll enjoy. It has a lot of emphasis on success and how to acquire success. Then from Superstore, premiering a brand new season coming up this Thursday, October 29th, Lauren Ash and Dr. Kathy Miller talking about October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cecchi.
Wayne Alarich for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alarich listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Cecchi today. I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. She is a terrific lady. I mean that. And she's been on our show in the past, but she could be on more often if she wants to. She is a reality TV star. She's an executive producer. She's an actress. She's a fashion and pop cultural host for red carpets. And she's got a podcast that I love the name to. Joining us right now is Melissa Rivers. Hi, Melissa. How are you? Welcome back, dear.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
I love the name of this podcast, Group Text with Melissa Rivers. That is so cool. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. When you start a podcast or want to do a podcast, everybody says, well, what's it about? And, you know, and what, you know, stay in your lane and this and that and the other. And that was exactly what I did not want to do. So I wanted to do something that covered whatever I felt like talking about. And I have a couple group texts with some of my friends. And I looked back on them. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes, we talk about everything from the serious to the mundane to the silly. And I'm like, that's what people do in their lives. They don't, everyone doesn't stay in the one lane. And that was sort of the impetus for the podcast. It's gotten popular because, you know, we literally talk about, I've done everything from the latest and greatest in plastic surgery and in lasers and how you can come out of quarantine not looking like Sasquatch to Black Lives Matter to, this, you know, I'm finishing up a little mini series about the state of comedy where I talk talked to a bunch of different comedians about how to navigate that world today. To, you know, cults. To, you know, I mean, it's literally whatever I want to talk about.
You know, I think that's a great idea, and we do that on our show because people say, you know, we're like Tonight Show. We have a lot of celebrities. But every once in a while, you want to talk about Breast Cancer Month, October, or you want to talk about even sometimes politics. Do you ever get involved with that? Because that's a real controversial subject and a no-winner sometimes.
No. You know, I try and stay in my lane that I do live in, which I'm very much a centrist. You know, I always pick my candidate that I support for who they are, not what party. I don't vote along party lines. I've had one or two where it starts to border on that. I try and stay out of it because I'm not a show where people yell and scream.
Right.
I think the one time that I've taken a very hard stand is during Black Lives Matter. We did a series called Can We Talk, Can We Listen, where we did go serious. And then I turned to, true crime the next week.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless someone is really offensive, I do stay right in the middle. I'm not a show where people come and yell at each other. We get enough of that.
That's exactly right. And you want to go back to a time when it was just fun. You know, back to the days when, late night television was fun and you weren't watching all of these talk show hosts like, you know who they are, talking about politics. Takes the fun away. So,
you know, I literally, you know, it's like every single show, and we all now watch the news compulsively, you know, and I feel like, oh my God, we have enough people yelling. I don't want to be in a room with people screaming at each other.
Right, right. Friendships have been broken over this thing. Love Quarantine Style is another great idea of yours, a web sensation, really. And, of course, Fashion Police. You've done so many things. And, you know, I really admire you for doing this, is that you are just as comfortable behind the scenes as you are in front of the scenes. Kind of a female Dick Clark going there, you know, because you've come up with so many ideas that have done well, and you're a good producer. You're a good creator.
You know, I think the most important thing, if everyone's like, you know, what advice would I give? My advice would be, in your industry, do every job.
Right.
It'll only make you better at the one that's your favorite. I'm a better producer because I've hosted, and I'm a better host because I've produced.
One of the things that I admire you and your mom, who we had on the show several times, a beautiful, lovely lady, was the red carpet interviews. Only one time in my career did I ever work the red carpet. It was at the Golden Globe Awards one time in Hollywood.
And, oh, my favorite.
And I mean this sincerely. After I did that, I had an altogether new appreciation for people like yourself, because that's a war zone, you know?
Oh, it's a total war zone, and we were live.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah,
we weren't to tape, which is a vastly different situation where you can stand and wait, and you can edit, and you can do all those things. Oh, yeah, it was like walking into the mosh pit.
Yeah, and you're known. And people probably would say, well, that's Melissa, but I wasn't known. So I got trampled by Cub reporters that just, you know, I started at one place, ended up, you know, in Mulholland Drive. I mean, it was really, really, it was really.
Yeah, and people don't realize, like, you're throwing elbows.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. And fights. Somebody said, I heard you screaming at somebody. I said it was a survival situation. It really was. Now, Melissa, have you ever, this is probably a question you've been asked, 10, maybe 20 million times. Have you ever thought of doing stand-up?
No. I am not a masochist.
No.
So I just leave it at that. You know, no. And everyone's like, you're so funny. I'm like, thank you. And maybe if I had a different upbringing, and it would have been something I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things certain roads you just don't travel down.
Amen.
And that has always been one that I've never wanted to go down.
When somebody asks me, what is the toughest part of show business? I always say a comedian. Because a comedian is living and dying every 5 seconds by themselves on stage. That is a real talent.
Yeah, and also, you know, we can go and do a deep dive into the psyche of comedians.
Yes. Yeah.
Standing up there. And you need to have people laugh at you, and it's how you feel loved.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, look at guys like Robin Williams. You never knew that he had a problem. Let's say someone's listening right now and said, I want to be with group text with Melissa Rivers. You look for guests, or you find them, you know, the ways that so many promoters do, like we do with, a list of public relations people, or can, you know, Joe down the street join you?
It's a across the board. You know, we try and pick topics and then find people that fit the topics. I would love to have, you know, people who want to be on the show. For, you know, people get pitched to us all the time. But very often, you know, we'll pick a topic and then find people who want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And always try, if it's, you know, try and have an expert or, you know, someone who's experienced something. And you can find it on every platform, Melissa Rivers Group Text. And I never thought of this, but if somebody really wants to get on the show and talk about something, you can find me on my Instagram, my Facebook page, my website. You know, I think, actually, you just gave me a really good idea. No, I appreciate that.
No problem.
I would love to know what people want to talk about.
I think that's a great idea. And you know what? You're the...
Because, by the way, it's just based on my stupid friends. You know what I mean? I love them all to death, but we're an interesting crowd.
And you might have some stupid friends out there that you haven't even met yet. You know, look at what you're missing.
Exactly.
You know?
When I say stupid, I mean it with all love in my heart.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes. I have many stupid family members with all the love in my heart.
Oh, God. But, and I don't look for my stupid friends. When I say stupid, of course, I mean silly.
I know. I know what you mean. You know what? You're a great guest. See, you can always tell when somebody interviews for a living how good of a guest they're going to be, because they're going to be a good guest because they know what the interviewer is going through. So you're fantastic. I tell you what, let's make this a weekly feature. How's that, Melissa? And we'll promote the heck out of group text.
I would do that.
Well, you're terrific. You really are. And thanks for... please, the next time, don't be a stranger here. We love having you on the show. You're a terrific talent, fun person to be around. And, you know, I could be another one of your stupid friends, okay?
You got it anytime. But what's your favorite topic that people don't know about?
That I got to tell you something. I'm a singer, and I've also been in the radio business and radio and TV for almost 55 years. But I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. I'm a presidential historian.
Okay, so next time that we do something about history, which we actually do because I was a European history major, we will have you on as an expert.
That sounds good. I have the
who's best. Who's your favorite, who besides yourself, who's your favorite presidential historian to hear interviewed?
Doris Goodwin.
I like Doris. John Meacham.
Yeah. Oh, John Meacham's a good guy, too. Yeah, he's been on the show, too. Yeah, nice guy. You're right. John Meacham is good. I forgot about that. See?
Now here's where I geek out before we go. If you go on YouTube, you can find John Meacham interviewing Doris Kearns Goodwin when one of her books came out.
Oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right this afternoon. I really am.
Yeah, geek out on you.
Yeah, we're a team, Melissa.
You got it.
You got it. Thank you, dear, and I look forward to having you back, and I'd love to be on your show and talk about presidential history. It's pretty fascinating to me.
Me too.
Good, great. Let's do it. Melissa Rivers,
okay.
My guest. Thank you, dear, and we look forward to having you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady she is. Melissa Rivers, of course, the daughter of the great comedian, Joan Rivers, and boy, she's got her mother's spunk. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR Capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And joining us right now is a guest that's been on our show several times in the past, Maria Bartiromo. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hi there, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you don't mind me pronouncing your last name in the Italian way with the rolling R.
I love it. I love it, actually. Thank you for that.
You know, I read this book of yours. This picture of you on the front cover, you look like Sophia Loren.
Thank you very much.
You really do. I mean, not too many anchor women look like this.
Thank you so much.
Wow. This is a very interesting but motivational book, too. You outline 10 laws, as you call them, that really builds character, success, and addresses failures, too. And those 10 items are self-knowledge, vision, initiative, courage, integrity, adaptability, humility, endurance, which I always say perseverance, purpose, and resilience. And you know what? I think you hit them all.
Thank you so much, Ron. You know what I did was I was covering business and the markets and the economy in 2008, and I started to watch, as we all did, so many successful people come out of hugely successful jobs and these big high-rise buildings, which, of course, were the, you know, emblem. They were emblematic of success, and they were carrying boxes of their belongings because they'd been laid off. And I started to think about reassessing success and how can you be successful when the world around you is falling apart. And so I reached out to some of the very successful people that I've been able to interview in my life and in my career covering business, and I basically asked them, how did you do it? What does it take? How do I get there, and how do I stay there? And I came away with some really interesting insights, particularly for a moment in time that we're all faced with, and things are changing so rapidly.
Talking to very successful people who said to you about being old means that you have been there before. Boy, does that make all the sense in the world.
It really does.
One of the areas that I firmly believe in, I say this all the time, is the chapter where you say, don't believe your own press releases. Boy, is that something that I have seen people do and with no success.
Well, most people that I've spoken with for the book tell me that the easiest way to lose success once you have it is hubris. Believing that you're just that good, better than everybody else, and that you're there because you're just this freak of nature, so great, is you're forgetting the little variant, and that is luck. I think that in order to be successful, you need to recognize that you're human. So keep your humility about you and know that even in the tough times, this too will pass, but don't think that you got there just because you're this freak of nature. That there are a lot of people who can do your job. Maybe, sure, you have a great skill set and you're very talented, but you also had some luck thrown in there as well.
Successful people do have days or periods of their life that were not successful. Prime example that you use in the book is Lee Iacocca, who got fired from Ford and then went back to be, you know, a tremendous success at Chrysler. Frankly, you have to reinvent yourself. And that's the part of the book that I really centered on, because so many people just feel, well, Bill Gates is successful because he never had a cloudy day.
Yeah, it's true, because today we look at all these success stories with their names and lights and we figure that they've always been there. But in fact, they weren't always there and they had to get there. People like Bill Gates, who came home to his parents one day and said, Mom and Dad, I'm dropping out of Harvard. Having the courage to know what he was good at and know where his passion in the belly was to leave and go start this little thing called Microsoft. People like Jack Welch, who basically said, look, control your own fate or someone else will. Be like Darwin. Make sure you're adaptable. And that's probably one of the most important lessons from this book, because it's not, Darwin said, it's not the smartest person that eventually will win in the end. It's the person who will be able to adapt, who will be flexible. And today, watching industries like financial services change because of financial regulatory reform, or healthcare changing because of the healthcare reform, or the media business has completely changed, we all need to look inside and look at our own skill set and recognize where the holes are and what we may need, what is required to really survive and thrive in this changing economy that's changing so quickly.
Maria, what enticed you to do this? And may I assume that an experience that hit you a few years back, Maria's birthday is September 11th, the year I won't mention because it was the year I graduated from high school, and that kind of was upset. Okay. And you were working downtown, two blocks away from the Twin Towers, was told by your boss to run out on the street with your cell phone and report on this. Was that a change for you? Is that what made you kind of think about doing something like this?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I watched the second plane hit the second tower.
Wow.
I stood on a street corner as the buildings began to collapse. I ran for my life. Look, my story is no different than anybody else's story who was down there and who experienced the terrible loss of life. And it basically tells you that in life we can be so successful, we could do everything right and go to the top of a building that basically is the emblem of success and prosperity in America. And it can get all snuffed out from you, underneath you, in a moment's time, which is exactly what happened on September 11th. And it was after September 11th that I realized success is fleeting, and success is different to everyone. What is your measure of success? And then couple that with the financial crisis in 2008, where we saw so many layoffs and we saw the recession and iconic firms fall to their knees, I started to think about reassessing success. And I started to think about how you can get to a point in your life, not a destination, but a journey, where you feel content and happy and successful. And it's not necessarily only about money. So that's why I reached out to these people who were so successful, and many of whom were so successful because of the stuff that they own and the size of their bank account and their wealth, but also the people who are successful by other measures, happiness, contentment, knowing what matters in life, purpose. And I came away with these 10 insights because I felt that it could motivate people in college, people in MBA programs, in higher education, people in their careers trying to get ahead, to recognize that all of the tools of success are actually within us, very achievable. We can go get it.
I think it's very important to note of equating success with a monetary return when success takes on many, many shapes and forms, family, love, and everything else. You also talk about true success, and I think this happens to a lot of people who may come upon money quickly, whether it's an inheritance or possibly a lottery. True success versus the trappings of success, which a lot of people can handle the success. They can't handle the trappings of it.
It's true. The trappings are there, and oftentimes we miss them. I think the easiest way to lose success, based on everyone I've spoken with, believing that you are just that good, a freak of nature, you got that job because you're just better than everybody else. No, wrong. There are a lot of people out there who want that job. There are a lot of people who can do that job. Yes, you probably had talent in terms of achieving your success, but you also had a little luck. So we need to recognize that. I write in the book, don't believe your own press releases. Stay humble. Cherish what you've been given. Work hard. There are no shortcuts. These are basic things that we all know. But sometimes when you're in an environment where you are successful, you have all these people yesing you to death. Everyone's agreeing with you. You forget that actually maybe you're wrong.
I think many successful people, especially in the entertainment business, they surround themselves with those yes people, and they never know when they're doing something wrong because everybody's protecting their own job by saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and that's the way it goes.
Exactly.
Maria, I suggest this for everyone reading. Anyone who wants to succeed in life. These 10 laws apply to so many things in the course of a day. It's unbelievable. It is called The 10 Laws of Enduring Success, and it is penned by Maria Bartiromo.
Ron, I so appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Maria Bartiromo has been our guest.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump returned to Florida Saturday morning to cast his ballot before heading to 3 crucial swing states. At a rally in Lumberton, North Carolina, he told supporters he's working to help the middle class.
I fight for the middle class, and Biden and his cronies serve only one class. They serve the donor class, believe it or not. Now, in all fairness, the donor class, I would be the greatest in history. All I have to do is call them, send 10 million, send 10 million. Everyone would send 10 million. But once you do that, you can't deal with them anymore. Once you do that, you can no longer do what's right for you.
Former Vice President Joe Biden made several stops in Pennsylvania Saturday, a key swing state that President Trump won in 2016 by less than a percent, but he trails Biden by 7 points in the most recent polls. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today, And I was just telling our guest before we went on the air that a couple of weeks ago we had one of her co-stars on a TV show that is doing very, very well called Superstore. His name was Ben Feldman, and he is part of the Cloud 9 staff. And now we bring another part of that staff in with this comedy that I think is so appropriate. It should have happened a long time ago. I mean, it was a no-brainer to think about it. Playing the role of Dina, Laura Ash. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. This is a great show. Now, it's Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
That's right. We're back with all new episodes. But I think this is a really important time. Get caught up on Superstore. There's a lot of crazy stuff coming.
That's cool. Now, you know, I mentioned in the introduction, I don't know why something like this hasn't been done before. Now, of course, some of the originators of the show are from The Office, Justin Spitzer, Jonathan Green, Gabe Miller, and that was an environment that we never thought of before, and it's, you know, like I said before, a no-brainer. But Superstore is good. The reason I like this is because not only do people who work in superstores can relate to it, but I think all customers can relate to it because they've seen people like are in the show. For example, you play an aggressive assistant manager who really wants to run a tight ship with Cloud 9 policy with an iron fist. I've been in big stores, mega stores, where you run into the manager or the system manager, and you think it was their store. They're so, you know, dedicated to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. First of all, I agree with you. When I first read this script for the pilot before the show even existed, I was like, why has nobody made this before? Mm-hmm. It's such an easy concept. Like,
right.
If you haven't worked in one of those stores, you've probably shopped in one of those stores, and if you haven't shopped in one of those stores, you can probably understand the concept fairly easily. You know, I think that that's why it's such an easy thing for people to get on board with. And absolutely, we all know people like this. We all know people at those stores like Dina. We all know people like Garrett. Like, every one of those characters, I think, is just relatable to probably any workplace, but certainly we've seen all of these kinds of employees working in these big box stores. And, yeah, I think that's why people really love it, because it's relatable and believable. And the relationship between the characters is what makes it interesting.
You know, I think the experiences that you see when you go into a megastore are ones that the future generations aren't going to be able to appreciate, because everything now is online. You know, the big thing, you know, online shopping, you know, the megastores, the brick and mortar, the four walls, they're going to be gone. But you don't have that experience like this. You talk about experience. This is the truth. I won't mention the store, but I went in to buy a bicycle, which I've never used, but at the time it sounded like a good idea. And
right,
it had a little scratch on it, right? So they call the assistant manager over, the role of Dina, the assistant manager, okay? And this guy wouldn't knock off more than like 32 cents. Finally, I turned to him and I said, are you, and I'll say it, Sam Walton? I mean, I didn't realize this. I mean, do you own this place? You know? So I love the concept of it. I really do. And what's really funny is, and I saw this, you know, in the past shopping season, is these guys that and girls that are seasonal hires. They are clueless.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. And not only clueless, but maybe not super invested. There may not be the same kind of, you know, fire within them to make sure that they uphold the, you know, the rules and regulations of working at one of those places.
You know,
but yeah, I think that that's what's interesting about Dina is exactly what you're saying. It's like, why do you care so much? But I think for her, this is kind of like the biggest, this is the highest she'll get in her life, you know? Like,
right.
She has put a lot of importance on this job, because otherwise it's like, well, what's the point? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, this is kind of it for her. So she probably wears her 10-year pin on her lanyard every day, and she makes a big deal of it, because she has to, if she isn't invested, I think for her it's like, then what's the point?
Well, you know, you bring up a very valid point, too, when you say that this is the highest that they're going to get. You know, a lot of these stores have greeters, and some of them, they're just retired people that just want to get out and be in the public, but they're too happy. You know, they're just too happy. You know, hey, welcome to the store. You know, we're here. But settle down. I come here just to buy some hairspray. You know, I mean, this is not, we're not going to like date or anything. You have a ton of experience. You, of course, in Mall Cop 2 with Kevin James and Camille and How We Do It and Lost Girl and the Ron James Show, Spun Out, Match Game, and also Comedy Central's Another Period, ABC's Super Fun Night. You were actually from Toronto, but one of the very few Canadians, in fact, only one of four ever chosen to perform on the Chicago stage. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty amazing thing for me. It was always kind of a dream of mine, but it always felt like, you know, is this realistic? Will this happen? Because it's very rare that we get asked to come down there. And so when I got the call asking, you know, to go do the Chicago main stage, I was actually on a television show in Canada at the time that hadn't come out yet. But I quit the TV show to make that move. And you know, a lot of people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that you're, you know, passing up this TV money, which, you know, isn't like American TV money, but it was good money, you know, to go work a theater job again. And I was like, oh, but it's the dream, you know, and being one of the four Canadians ever to be asked, I was like, I can't pass this up. I can't not take this opportunity. And I think it was a great move because that was a really amazing experience for me creatively, but I think it also really helped set me up to kind of break into the American market, which has been awesome. It's just been, you know, a steady incline of a career. So I have no complaints.
Well, in Canada, I'm sure doesn't want to see you leave. The Canadian Comedy Person of the Year you were nominated as, and the Canadian SAG Awards for your performance in Dirty Singles, and a guest starring role on the CTV sitcom Spun Out, as I mentioned earlier. Unbelievable credentials. Now, I don't know if I've ever asked this before, but because of your experience stand-up improv, which I think is the greatest form of entertainment because it's the hardest, you're living and dying every like 4 seconds, but when you are so used to performing in front of a live audience and seeing that and hearing that reaction immediately, how is it now when you go into a television show like Superstore, comedy lines, is it tough not to hear the laughter? And is it also difficult to set up the bit knowing that the staff and the crew has heard it like 42 times?
Well, you know, what we're lucky about on our show is that they let us improvise. So we always get the scenes that are as scripted, but then we will go off script quite often and try different jokes and improvise and go to different places. And so it's actually been really exciting and fulfilling for me creatively because I'm getting to kind of still do those kinds of things, but on TV. And in terms of not hearing the laughter, you don't necessarily hear it, but that can also be because people are trying to stifle it. You can kind of feel that energy in the room when something's going really well and something's really funny. And then, of course, there are times where, you know, your scene partner will break and start to laugh, which is always, you know, a joy and a lot of fun. But it's just a different thing. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, more difficult or challenging. It's just a different application of using those skills, which is pretty amazing because not all shows are like that. Not all comedies let you improvise and let you kind of go off script and stuff. But we're lucky that we've been given that they trust us and they let us do that. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But there's a lot of improv that makes it into the show. So it's been an amazing experience that way for sure.
I think the last show that really permitted an actor to go off and do what he wanted to do for Mork and Mindy with Robin Williams. I mean, he just, you know, they just they just put the cameras on and then, you know, they said hello and goodbye. They didn't have nothing in between. You know, they couldn't even interrupt them.
Right.
Well, Superstore is the name of the show. It's, of course, on NBC Thursdays at 8 o'clock. Hey, Lauren, you're a great guest, a terrific talent, and I invite you to come back at any time. And good luck. I hope that you guys hit 100 episodes so that you'll be in syndication for the rest of our lives.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope that, too. And it's been a total pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. I appreciate it, okay? And we'll be watching.
Awesome.
Our guest has been Lauren Ash. She plays the role of Dina, by the way. The name of the show is Superstore. Thursdays at 8 o'clock on NBC. And this Thursday, October 29th, is the season premiere on NBC. That's October 29th, Thursday. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central Time. Superstore. I want to remind everybody that you can check out our website, which is ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's an icon on the homepage that says, let's be friends. And if you smack that one, you and I can become friends on Facebook. There's another website, too, that we have called seggisings.com. If you don't know this by now, I tour various parts of the country with a 15-piece orchestra doing a tribute to the music of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It's a great show, and we're getting started again now. We've had, of course, a little bit of a hiatus because of the COVID-19, but we're booking shows coming up for the fall in the first quarter, and when we get those shows scheduled, we'll let you know what it is. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Joining us right now is an individual who was diagnosed initially with breast cancer in 2017, Jamel Rivers, and also Dr. Kathy Miller, who is a Susan G. Komen scholar and researcher at the Indiana University School of Medicine. Dr. and Jamel, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, Ron.
Now, let's talk, Doctor, initially about what is metastatic breast cancer, because that's a term that I've heard, a lot of people heard, but they may not know exactly what it means, and it's not good.
So metastatic breast cancer can also be called stage 4 breast cancer, and that simply means that the breast cancer has definitely spread from the breast and the lymph nodes to other other parts of the body. That's how breast cancer becomes less threatening. Our patients don't die from what happens in the breast. They die when the breast cancer spreads elsewhere in the body.
Is it the result of maybe not any pre-screening that enables the cancer cells to spread? I mean, if it was caught earlier, in most cases, or maybe in all cases, it would not turn into stage four?
So unfortunately, that's not true, Ron. Only about 6% of patients have stage four disease at the time of diagnosis. Most of our patients with stage four disease were diagnosed early. They had the best available treatments, and those treatments simply didn't work as well as they needed them to, and they still developed stage four disease.
Well, one of the misconceptions by people is that they believe that if you find it first and treat it, it doesn't always, as you mentioned, curable. So led to believe in a lot of cases that that is not the case, that if you get it quickly, you're okay. But you're saying that isn't the case.
Early detection is still certainly your best defense. But unfortunately, it's not effective for everyone. There are some cancers that even when found early and treated with our best current treatments, they still progress to metastatic disease. And that's why metastatic disease needs a separate focus and needs so much more attention.
There is currently no cure for that.
So there's no cure. We have a lot of treatments that are available that can help our patients live longer and live better during that time, but there is not currently a cure.
Here is a shocking figure, ladies and gentlemen. 42,000 people in the United States are expected to die from breast cancer this year alone. And the Susan G. Komen Leading Breast Cancer Organization is dedicated to reducing the current number of breast cancer deaths by 50% in the United States by 2026. How, doctor?
Well, research is how we are going to make that improvement. We can certainly chip away at that by early detection and increase access to care, but the only way we are going to meet that bold goal is by continuing to support research into new and more effective treatments.
And how do we do that? How is that funded?
So Susan G. Komen is one of the largest breast cancer funders in the world and the only breast cancer advocacy organization that really funds research across the spectrum, from early detection, access to care, active treatment and treatment of patients with metastatic disease, public policy, and support for our patients and their families.
And everybody should do that. Now, our other guest, as we mentioned in the introduction, is Jamil Rivers, who was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer in 2017. Jamil, would you tell us your story, or is it too difficult to go into?
Actually, I was diagnosed in 2018, and I was diagnosed from the beginning, so a metastatic de novo, where the breast cancer had already metastasized and spread throughout my body. I actually did not have a lump or any symptoms per se, but I had a cough and a cold that just wouldn't go away for a period of time, and also a pain in my side. And after months of testing, that's when it was discovered that I had, in fact, metastatic de novo breast cancer.
Those were the only signs, and not signs that were typically bizarre from the standpoint of being unusual. A cough and a cold and pain in the side that could be from lifting something.
Right, exactly. I was only 39 at the time.
When you heard the news, what goes through your mind, especially when just a second ago we talked about no cure for this?
Oh, I was devastated initially. You know, I have three children at home, so I immediately thought of who was going to take care of them. But then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to, you know, push forward. And so I did my research. I reached out to organizations that I could lean on for support, like Susan G. Komen, and I just continued to push forward and went through treatments and got the support that I needed and was able to still work through chemo and take care of my kids.
How are you feeling now, and has anything improved over that time period?
Well, I've actually reached a stage where my tumors are undetectable on a scan. Feeling good, still working full time, keeping up with my kids, and I've been able to switch to an oral treatment off of chemo. And so one of the numerous drugs that was discovered and available to patients like me from research, where it's an oral
drug that I can now use with less toxicities and side effects, so I'm feeling good.
You know, your enthusiasm is contagious. I give you an enormous amount of credit. But, Doctor, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, if there is no cure, I assume then that there is a way of controlling it. I mean, it's like, let's say, heart problems. You got hypertension, and we can medicate it, and you can live to be 107 years old, but we can't cure it. Is that the same thing?
We're probably not at that point. It is certainly a goal to cure metastatic breast cancer. Until we're able to cure it, our hope is to control it so that our patients can live as well as possible for as long as possible. But we shouldn't give people the impression that our treatments are at the point where this is like high blood pressure, where you take a pill and go about your life. This is still a devastating disease. There are still 42,000 people in the United States who die from breast cancer every year. And that is still way too many people that we cannot afford to lose. So that's why this focus and the research are so critical.
But you talk about the 42,000 people that will die, but you also say that 154,000 plus patients are living with it. And the condition that Jamil is in right now, she seems to be okay. I mean, especially with the onslaught of not even being able to see the tumors.
So basically, I'm buying time right now. So that's the reason why we need days like this to emphasize the need for research in order so that this could be a controlled disease and I can live for the long term.
Well, I hope you do, Jamil. You have a great attitude, a lovely lady. We've never met, but just talking to you, boy, I tell you, you got to have skin like iron. You really do. And really, keep persevering. Doctor, where can we go for more information and support this every single day of the year?
So Komen.org is there every single day of the year. This is certainly a big focus for the media and the public, but it's a focus of the research and of our patients with metastatic disease every day of the year. So Komen.org will find general information, and Komen.org/MBC will get you directly to the metastatic breast cancer landing page and all of the resources for people currently faced with metastatic disease.
Very important. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Jamil, thank you. And both of you are welcome back. And we'd love to keep an update on Jamil. So please join us again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ron.
Say, there's a strong lady right there. And a very serious problem that we have to address effectively. Susan G. Komen has been a name synonymous with working towards a cure for cancer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That's going to put our wrapper on things this week. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include my dear friend Tony Orlando, Butch Patrick of the Munsters, Melissa Rivers of Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, the star of Superstore, Lauren Ash, season premiere coming up this Thursday, October 29th, and Dr. Kathy Miller talking about October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.